CliffCentral.com.
I'm getting a bit choked up with emotion because we're about to talk about something very fiery. So just actually stop dicking around here. Yep. Sundown 6, Pirates 0. On the line now, we've got Neil Collins. Neil, after Sona, we thought it was going to be a bad week. And then what we saw at Loftus over the weekend, potentially even worse. I mean, how embarrassing is this on the scale of, I don't know, 1 to, I can't believe it's happening again.
You think it's funny?
No, I mean, I'm just repeating the last bit of violence we saw before. Yeah. Loftus was presaged by an evil laugh.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't seen anything like that for a long time. People are just talking about 1990 Arsenal against Man United. Terrible trouble in the... It was mainly only the players. To watch people rush on like that to cause damage to all the TV people that are so good to them is the most shocking thing of all. But the worrying thing for me is I've just dug up the last couple of pieces I wrote about crowd violence in South Africa. Bearing in mind, I go back to 1982 with Orlando Pirates and crowd violence. Nothing will be done. Already you can see SuperSport Blitz kind of downplaying it and pretending nothing bad happened. What we need is a points deduction for Orlando Pirates because they're already in big trouble. This is the worst. It took the Daily Mail in Britain to make this point yesterday. They said this, in 80 years of Orlando Pirates' existence, they've never been 10th. Particularly at this stage of the season. So what we need is a points deduction, which will put them close to relegation, might focus their minds a little bit. And we don't need Irving Koza finding Irving Koza, which is effectively what we have. That is the awful situation that we're in because the guy that runs Orlando Pirates runs the PSL. We're in a situation where, you know, that's the worst anyone can do. Irving Koza is basically finding himself. Last time this happened, 2012, they'd been done 3 times in about a year. I was at one of the games, and the fine was suspended, and then he went to the DRC at the PSL saying, these fans aren't my responsibility, but they are. And they're complaining. They're not complaining about something ethereal. They're complaining about the way that Irving Koza runs that club. They're 10th. They have a caretaker manager. It's unbelievable what's happening.
But Neil, shouldn't there be like a blanket around this? I mean, we've seen it so many times. Last year, I can't remember what it was. The Polish team in the Champions League played Real Madrid to no fans whatsoever. It's a pretty simple thing. Your fans misbehave, the club suffers. Is it not something that the FIFA can then step in, or CAF or whoever, and say, look, Ivan Koza, sorry, PSL, whatever, same thing. This is how it works. I mean, how is it that a guy like this can get away with so much, and him and his
club?
He's
a law unto himself, right?
Yes, no, he's a law unto himself. Remember this, at the moment, at the Orlando Stadium for home games, they're selling less than 500 tickets. So it's not going to be a very serious punishment if they make them play behind closed doors. Both Kaiser Chiefs and Orlando Pirates are at the lowest ebb in terms of crowds, and the PSL keeps this top secret, and they won't tell me any figures. But it won't hurt them to play behind closed doors because they don't care about the fans. They bring in over 200 million a year from DStv and Vodacom and their other sponsors. They don't care about the fans. They don't care about fines. Okay, the fine will be paid by Pirates to the PSL, and PSL, it's frightening when you think about it. It makes me want to kick things. I'm at ETV and I'm thinking about putting holes in walls here, because unless we take a firm grip of this and say to Orlando Pirates, right, you need to lose points, you need to be threatened with relegation, which they would be. If they lost 3 points now, they would be threatened with relegation. Then we can have a situation where Orlando Pirates fans, when they think about jumping over that barrier in their brand new white and red shirts, I looked yesterday, most of the people that did it are middle class. They're people that can afford the brand new replica shirts. If those people think, gee, if I jump over this wall, if I stop pulling cables out, if I stop breaking things, then my club will lose another 3 points. That's the only way to stop Orlando Pirates fans taking out their understandable anger on a club that has absolutely destroyed them. They go to work today, those Orlando Pirates fans, and it's embarrassment. It's something akin, if you're a football fan, it's something akin to a family member being badly injured, because you are an Orlando Pirates fan. You wear your replica shirt. You go to work, whether it be at a computer or sitting there digging something, and all the Kaiser Chiefs and Sundowns fans are laughing at you. And that's why they get so angry. They're directing their anger not at Loftus Versfeld or Sundowns. They're directing it at Irving Koza and the way he runs his club. He had a caretaker manager in charge who'd lost 3 games in a row, and he had a 7-week break. and he didn't replace that coach.
Arrogance.
Today they're having a press conference. I'd love to see all the Orlando Pirates fans go to the Rand Stadium and actually take it out on the people who did this to them. That's how it has to be. Don't take it out on Loftus-Versfeld, who will probably now refuse to have football games. Don't take it out on Sundowns, where Pizzo Mossimani went as far as calling Percy Tau over and saying, look, don't take the mickey. Don't start being all tricky because we're 4-5-0 up. And I said at 3-0 up, I said there's going to be trouble. You could see the Pirates fans massing. There was no security. No one stepped in to stop it. And who runs security? Who runs the travel for every PSL club by right? No one's allowed to travel any other way. Who runs the marketing? Who runs M Sport that do the marketing for the PSL? It's all the same person. It's Irving Koza, his son, and an agent called AB. We've got to stop this. We've got to nip it in the bud and make sure that people understand. Orlando Pirates pull in $200 million a year, and they spend about $4-5 million on transfers. I mean, that is unbelievable to me that that thing can happen. And if it was Arsenal fans, if it was Real Madrid fans, they would be doing exactly the same. Because believe me, I was at the height of the hooligan problems in England in the 80s, and they've managed to wipe it out with points deductions, 1990, Man United, Arsenal, and by telling these clubs, if your fans misbehave, you suffer. Irving Koza, if you look on Twitter, I've linked it, Irving Koza 3 years ago tried to distance Orlando Pirates from their fans in a unique move that hasn't happened anywhere in the world. Your fans are your responsibility. You run the club badly, your fans will get angry. That's how football works.
It must be, and that's the only way it can work. So you've got to go onto Neil's Twitter profile right now. He's tweeted all these columns that he speaks about. It's at NEALCOL, Neil Cole. Neil, thanks so much.
Neil, you're so controversial. Oh, my God.
You're controversial. I lost my job last week at the New Age, which is the best thing that ever happened to me. I can finally stop writing for that crap. And they took away my column last week because Irving Koza went in the office and complained that I was an agent or that my work was propaganda.
God,
believe me, I understand what Irving Koza is doing. I understand why the Orlando Pirates... all their fans are angry, even the nice ones. And you've got to accept that the way football runs in South Africa, right from match fixing at the World Cup, right from keeping secret how much Irving Koza and Danny Yordan got paid, right from the ANC link to everything in football, those things are serious. I don't say them because I want to. I don't want to get death threats and have people waiting outside my estate. I want South African football to have a team that's in the top 10, not 62nd in the world. And I want to have a good Premier League, not just Sundowns because Patrice Motsepe has got a lot of money. It needs to be better. It's our national sport. It doesn't want to go like the Springboks.
Right.
That's how I feel. And there's no agenda here. It's just me and you and the truth.
Well, that's why we like having you on. We must get you in here again for a proper discussion.
Any time, mate,
about.
But you are very controversial.
Oh,
so
shut up. You're much more controversial. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Neil.
All right, you guys. Speak to you.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, bye. CliffCentral.com.